Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show where you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and of course, healing for your hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the love from episode 16 and all the feedback from the Maximizing Your Singleness series. Man, thank you. Like, I got a lot of feedback from the list, you know, talking about, you know, things that you could be doing, you know, while in that season of your life, you know, and really just a lot of just great feedback overall. So thank you all for all the support, all the love.
A good model is, like, a lot of times we got the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in the Bible it makes a lot of references to God acting as a actual father.
Yes.
How many times there's been times in today where I'm thinking about growing up as a kid or teenage years, and I've got no's from my dad, my actual father, mm-hmm. and or my blood father, and thinking about it years from now, I'm like, I understand why I was told no at that moment. I'm probably going to tell my kid no when I get to that point, or why they said stop or give instructions, because they've had the experience and they've been there and they saw everything that we needed to see before it happened, or whatever case may be. So I think a lot of times we don't treat God like the Father
that He is.
That He is.
That really. He is. Yes.
When you were talking, it made me think about the last thing you said right before we started this segment. You said, "Don't miss the now," because you were talking about how when we're so focused on what we want, sometimes we can miss what the now is and what God means to the now. Can you go more in depth with that?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the Apostle Paul talks about being content, you know, in every state that you find yourself in, right? And too often than not, people, not just people who are ambitious, but I'm gonna speak to those people first. A lot of times people who are extremely highly capable, extremely driven, extremely ambitious, we're always looking at the next. At the next idea, the next episode, the next concept, the next job, the next ladder to climb, and with that, the only thing that is good, but it also can be detrimental, because if you look too far ahead, you're missing all the work that He's doing now, and sometimes doing that causes you to have resentment, causes you to feel like you're missing out. But if you just stop and take a look, you're like, hold up. There was a time where I was praying to be here. Mm-hmm. So why am I so once again striving? Why am I striving so much that I'm missing everything that I'm missing everything that I prayed for in one season and this season? I mean, you know, for this season.
Right.
So, you know, I just think it's so important to be present with the now, and because time is fleeting. You'll never get this time back. It's something right now that you and I are learning in this current season. We both have different ambitions, different dreams, but it's a reason why we're connected in this season. It's a reason why we're hitting this season doing this very thing. Like, everything has a reason. Mm-hmm. And when you find that reason in that current season, you begin to see the beauty of everything that's going on. Mm. Like for me right now, I'll be all the way transparent. I have been in a wilderness season, a season where God is taking me through character refinement. Mm. He's making me wait. And it's beautiful because I'm seeing myself grow in real time. Mm. And I am okay with where I'm at. Now, do I want more? Yes. Do I want to be farther ahead? Yes. Do I see myself doing bigger and better things? Yes. But I am content because I know right now I'm where He wants me to be at this current time in this current season of my life. And though it's extremely hard, I feel good knowing that, you know what, I'm not trying to move too fast to go ahead of God. The worst thing you can do is go ahead of God. Because when you do that, say you get the thing, say you move ahead, then you got to sustain it. And we can't do that. Mm-hmm. You're going to burn out, and prayerfully you won't, but it likely crash out at some point.
Right.
So, yeah.
That makes me think, like, sometimes we miss the opportunity to learn the character of God.
Yes.
Because we're so focused on what we want at that moment. Like you're saying, if we're so focused on going, and not being in the now, we're missing that the treasure of learning all the characteristics of who God is, mm-hmm. which draws us closer to him. And there will be a time when we will need to call on that or call on him moving forward. Pause real quick. I'm going to just make sure this camera is on. It's been rolling, but the battery for the thing.
Yeah. I better say I still got some more to.
Yeah, you can definitely keep going into it. I got this conversation also made me think about a movie, and if this illustration works, we can keep it. If not, I'll cut it out. You have these pillows beside you.
Okay.
So the people can see it on the camera. Let's say these pillows represent your dream. But we want these pillows to be moved over there. Mm. How do you want these pillows to be moved? Or can I'm going to ask you, don't without touching them, move the pillow.
Without touching them?
Yeah, without touching them, move the pillow.
And move it from here to there?
Yes, to the couch over there. Don't use anything. Can't use your hands. Can't use your feet. Just, if you really believe, this is your dream.
Yeah.
Move these pillows.
I can't.
But you can. But because you're supposed to really believe, right? So move the pillows. Keep trying. Keep thinking.
Okay.
You gotta move the pillows. So,
that was good.
The pillows move. Congratulations.
Wow.
The pillows move, right?
Yeah.
Oftentimes, as people, we would be mad because it didn't shape the way we thought the pillows would move.
Wow.
If I said, hey, let's do a magic trick, move the pillows, or hey, these are your dreams, move your dream. Yeah. And I said, but you can't use your pillow. Don't touch anything, whatever. We would think in our brain, well, how are we going to do that? The only way to do it is if I grab the pillows and throw them, or if I do it myself, or if I can have levitation powers, I can just float the pillows over there. When I come and move the pillows for you, oftentimes people will be mad. Mm. The dream was to move the pillows. How they were moved.
Go ahead.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How I moved the pillows wasn't what you thought was going to happen. I promise you, everybody's watching this video didn't think, oh, he about to get up and move these pillows.
Yeah, because I legit said, it can't be done. Yeah, I can't.
Right. It wasn't on your timing. It was on, let's say I'm not God. Let's say God was the third party in this room, like he is right now floating in his room. If God told me something was in me, I saw you struggling to move these pillows, and he had to touch my heart for my purpose to come move these pillows, and I did that, I served my purpose. Your dreams was to move the pillows. Your purpose is now served.
Yeah.
It's a bigger chain reaction than just, but oftentimes Christians or people in general would sit on this couch and sit there and not move with their pillows. Because they would be like, dang, the pillows ain't moved the way I thought they were going to go. The dreams didn't move the way I thought it was going to go. I thought it was supposed to be my control.
That's good.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now we have control issues. And one thing that I pray often but struggle with like a hypocrite is I will say, as somebody who does video work, I say, God, you are the creative director of my life. Do what you wish. And a lot of times people don't like the stories that's being written for them when the story was already written. Mm. And you're reading along your life as you're learning about your life in real time. And some people don't like the way their story is being written or is written so far. And they try to put highlighters in it. They try to scratch things out. They try to hide the details, not knowing that their book is already finished. Mm. And every good story has its issues. It has the intro. It has its rising action. It has the problem, which makes it a good story, something that somebody else would want to read in the first place. You get to the top. You have a solution to the problem, and then you have your end or your resolution. Why are we deleting details from that? The details are the now, what we're going through.
Yeah.
We have so much control issues that we erase so much of our own story. We're taking our 200, 300, 400 page book and making it a 2-minute read. We're making our big story a 2-minute read, trying to rush the product. And then when we go to sell our story, nobody's interested. Nobody wants to read it. I wonder why. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little.
No, you good. Go ahead. We here.
I'm just saying, though. We really show up trying to sell our story, wondering why nobody wants to listen or read it. Mm. When the person who's selling your story is God who wrote it.
Yeah.
And we want to delete all of what God did. We want to delete the fine details that's carving out your character development. Why do people like Game of Thrones so much? Why do people like Power so much, where they can do 8 different spinoffs of the show? It's because it took time. The first seasons might not have been as interesting, but it took time to develop character A, B, C, D, E, Ghost, Tommy, Tariq. It took time to form a relationship with these people on TV. Game of Thrones, it took 8 seasons for us to like who we're watching. The reason why the new seasons aren't hitting like that is because we don't have no connection to the character development. So what makes you different? You feel me? Like, go through something. Sit in the now.
Go through something.
Like, for real, though.
Go through something so you can grow through something.
Last thing I'll say, I'm talking too much. Last thing I'll say is, I had a recent thought in my head. Every story in the Bible I've been reading, right, they all have their issues. So now, my name is Daniel. When I replace, I know there's a book of Daniel, but what happens if I were to have a book in the Bible? I ask myself that question. What would my story be?
Mm.
And what problems would be addressed in my book, in my story?
Mm.
What things did I go through in my life so far that somebody else would read and be like, oh, that gave me the passion to move forward? But I can't get to that end of that story if I'm trying to not be in the now or go before God. I have to let God show me those baby steps. So. Whew. But we still talking, though, because we only got like 20 something.
And we still talking.
Go ahead.
So you know, one thing I do want to help people today is like, I'm gonna ask you this, and then you know, I take a stab at it as well. What are some practical steps for people to like let go of their control, like, you know, really, really release and surrender? I think I'll say one thing that I think, as I talked about a lot, I think literally when you pray, like, literally physically, get on your knees and pray. Like, I think the physical act of surrendering is symbolic to the spiritual act of surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, legit, like, getting on your knees and praying, I think shows a level of reverence,
mm-hmm.
and also humility. And I think that right there in itself, I mean, is a good, like, first, just practical step that anybody can do. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, mm-hmm. one thing, you know, about this show, we always want to give people steps that they can actually do and implement, and not just say. Because I think sometimes it's easy to say, hey, do this. But, how do they actually do that? So I want to walk, like, you can legit put on some worship music and get on your knees and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And invite, you know, the Holy Spirit into the presence. That's something I think just naturally that anybody watching can do this. You know, of course, if you're able to do it, but mm-hmm. yeah, anybody can do that. I think that's one. I think two, when you're praying, now this is probably the hardest thing, but when you're praying, pray about it and then try not to keep revisiting it. Like, literally try to pray about it and let it go. Literally. And take your hands off of it. Mm. Because I think the control issues and trust issues are synonymous. Mm-hmm. They're very synonymous. Like, if you have control issues, it's because you lack trust in some area, which is another thing for, you know, lacking faith. So those are my two things that I would say: physical surrender and worship, mm-hmm. but praying and literally releasing and letting go. Because it's so much like, bro, I'm like, I know, because like, and I think I talked about it in a previous episode, but like, when you are praying for a breakthrough, and one thing the Holy Spirit kind of put on my heart is that, like, you get to a breaking point, you know, and like, mm-hmm. like a point, and a lot of times that breaking point comes with some form of like surrendering, you know, mm-hmm. like you're like, you know what, God, I can't do this on my own. I surrender all to you, everything, my heart, my desires, my gifts, you know, and that's when he oftentimes comes in and moves.
Yeah.
At that point of total surrenderance. So that's what I would say. I'll stop for now. I'll let you go.
And when you're praying, and these are things that we talked about in the past. Yeah. Just like, when you're praying, I would say to journal and write down, like, have an honest assessment of, like, how you feel. Because you're not, it's okay to say, God, I feel like I'm in control, or yes. I have too much control, or I don't know what my next steps look like. Can you show me the way? And scripture says, and this goes to point B, so journal will allow you to keep track, I guess, of your history. So you can write your story as it's being written mm-hmm. in real time. That's one. And you can recall back on the blessings and testimony and the things that you go through. And then two is get in the word. So
get in the word.
When you get in the word, you can kind of see it acts as your rite of passage, or it acts as like your next steps. And pray for, hey, God, what books of the Bible do I need in this season? Mm-hmm. Or which scripture, point me to the scripture, Lord, that will get me through this season, or will provide me with next steps. The word is the lamp unto my feet and the light upon my path. So, and like you said in the past, that's his word. Mm-hmm. Use his word as your guide to what should I do next. And I promise you, when you use that, and then when you just, like I said, if you journal, you can use that as confirmation for your blessings that are coming.
Yes.
But that those are just some practical tips that I got. Biggest thing is just praying, like, ask, Lord, I think I've got too many hands in this right now.
Yep.
Or check my heart. Lord, if I am wilding out, if I'm bugging out, Lord, tell me. Show me.
Yep. For real.
He will make it very clear.
Very clear.
Yeah.
You'll get confirmation and you'll know, like, you know what? Yeah. I got to get back resetting. I got to get back resetting.
Am I bugging? He'll tell you. He'll tell you.
Man. All right. Anything else?
Oh, man. This was such a good conversation. I might add something, but it might be one of those off topic things okay. that we'll add.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else that I got to get off or just share today? Let me see. Make sure. Yeah, like, I think I shared pretty much everything.
We're at 37 minutes as well. So I don't know if that's at least two parts.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of good because we yeah. I'm trying to think, is it anything else that I got to get off today?
I got one more thing.
Okay, talk to me.
When we talked about control this whole time, I got too much control. It made me also think about the I guess, like, the idea when you're waiting for somebody to come outside because you're about to ride in the car with them, mm-hmm. or vice versa. And the question is, like, whose timing are we on for real? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I guess that's what you're saying.
Like, we outside in the car. Beep, 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 beep. Like, who's timing though? Are we really, or is God waiting for us as well? Because it could be the flip. God could be outside. Beep, beep, like, hey, yo.
Like, yo, what you doing? Like, come on.
And we over here mad in the house sitting, you know, no shoes on, just like, you know, chilling.
Just
like,
yeah, just, yeah, just.
And being, man, why ain't they there yet? Yeah, and the whole time your ride is here.
That's good.
And in that sense, it would be like an Uber where we would put out a call for a service and the Uber will come and they send a notification to your phone. And we might have our notifications off. Or we might not be in an environment where we are paying attention to the notifications we're getting and we're missing our ride. So whose timing are we really on?
Yes.
Has there been a time when you've challenged, like transparent wise, like you've challenged God in his timing?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So when I was man, I got a few examples for that. So yeah,
watch this.
Like, yeah, watch this. So bro, matter of fact, it was a few times. It was a season in my life where I saw everybody getting breakthroughs but me. Mm. And this season was when I was in grad school. And so I'll give you full context. So I had at undergrad, no fun at A&T, I was senior class president my senior year. And then I got the opportunity, well, the senior class president always spoke at graduation. So I spoke in front of like 21,000 people at graduation. And that was like, for me, it was one of the biggest glimpses of glory that I believe God has ever shown me. And then a few weeks later, I was working at Macy's, folding boxes and building fixtures in a back room. And I did that while I was in grad school at Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And literally, I saw everybody traveling, going everywhere. Mm. And I was making like $12 an hour. Like, went from like the palace back to like, I mean, and this is not to knock anybody works at retail.
Right,
that's
right.
That's not what I'm doing, but more so like, I'm talking about like, just like the, I was doing something that at the time I didn't feel like, I was like, man, like why does he have me? And I was applying for job situations. Nothing was working out. Mm. And I used to be angry. Like, it was a time where I was like mad because I saw people, if I'm honest, I saw people get breakthroughs and I was like, man, like I had some envy in my heart. I was like, yo, like I'm happy for everybody, but God, what about me?
Yeah.
Like, why is everybody getting a breakthrough but me? And that season was tough. I mean, it lasted for a long time.
Yeah.
So that was one season. When I was waiting to get my home, that took years. It was years where I thought, this my year. And it was like, nah, this ain't it. And I'd be like, all right, this my year. And be like, nah, because I stayed there from like 6 years. Mm. You know, after school, I stayed at my parents' home. And it was years where I was like, all right, you know, like this my time. Nah.
Mm. What did you learn from those two seasons?
God's timing is perfect. Mm. Because the breakthrough didn't compare to the wait.
Mm. Talk about it.
The breakthrough didn't compare to the wait. Like, when the breakthrough finally came, I was like, it was worth it because it was so, and this is not the, and this is now, what I'm not telling you, because I don't want to get this misconstrued, is like, because I think in the church we do this a lot. I'm not saying you do this and you're going to get this. This is not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that when you wait on God and when you wait for his promises to fulfill, he always exceeds anything you could ever imagine. But the breakthrough didn't compare to the wait. So when I got my home, it was everything that I wanted and more. It was things in here that I wanted in my heart, but I didn't even express. Mm. And God like blew my mind. So what that showed me more than anything is that his timing is perfect, and he literally will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask to think of. Mm. But the wait and the process to get to that, is grueling, daunting,
yeah,
frustrating,
mm-hmm,
aggravating,
mm-hmm,
agitating. I got a lot of adjectives to this. it's
all the emotions, right?
Yes, you go, uh-huh, through every emotion,
mm-hmm,
and those are the two biggest lessons I learned. His timing is perfect in that, and that when he does come through, because his promises don't fail. His promises do not fail. If I can say it to anybody, his promises don't fail. They don't fail. They don't fail. They don't fail. I don't know who that's for, but they don't fail. You watching, they do not fail. They don't fail. I know right now you waiting. And I don't even know why I'm even sharing this right now. This is truly God. I don't know who this is watching this, but man, you could be waiting. I know it's tiring. And it is a lot. And the weight of that weight is heavy.
Mm.
And I know you've been going through. Like, I literally know you've been going through. But, man, I am telling you that the weight does not compare to what's on the other side. So, please stay encouraged. Whoever you are, you know, I don't know when you're going to see this or who this is for. But, man, if you are waiting, you know, please be encouraged. Like, I have been there. I'm there right now. So, you are not alone. Mm. You ain't going through this by yourself. Mm. Even if I don't know you personally, you know, I can understand, you know, the feeling like, man, like, I'm always showing up for everybody else. I'm always there to answer the phone for everybody else. Mm. I'm always everybody else's shoulder when they crying or going through. I'm showing up. I'm praying. I'm fasting. And nothing seems to be working for me. It doesn't feel like anything is happening for me. Just know that God sees you and he hears you. You know, scripture says, God is close to the brokenhearted. So even right now, if you feel like, you know, neglected, or you feel like, man, like, I don't know, you know, I don't know when it's going to happen. Just know that God is there. So stay encouraged, you know, we'll be praying for you. And yeah, I don't know if that was God, because that wasn't even on my heart. But yeah, so
that's good.
That's all I got.
That's all
I got. So thank you again, you know, for all love. This is the Easy Talk Show. You know, I look forward to seeing you all soon. I will say this. We are planning some things, you know, coming up. God willing, you know, we can curate a live experience one day. And, you know, if you all got any topics you want to hear, you know, drop them down in the comments. You know, I'll pray on them, of course. You know, this platform is God's platform. So, you know, but I do want to open up to the audience, to the community that Dan and I are building. So if you guys have any topics you want me to talk about or share on, you know, put them down in the comments. And, yeah, you know, until next time, love, easy.